good morning, first of all, to Donald J. Trump, even though he will not be having a good night. More on that later. But good morning for having united BJP and the Congress with its library remark against Modi. But Congress defended the Prime Minister and wondered whether Trump even knew how to spell library, let alone ever having visited one. Secondly, good morning to Pujara for his third turn and frustrating the Australians shut. But not good morning at all to Editors Guild of India, led by Shakha Gupta, so no good morning for him as well. Fair enough, you call out Rahul Gandhi for pointing out how ANI editor Smita Prakash was pliable and the interview of Prime Minister Modi was fixed. But how come not a word on the attacks on journalists in Kerala? So good morning to all the journalists fighting the Shakha and its hateful, divisive agenda, especially to Shajila Abdul Rahman. Who is she and why are we wishing her? To know more, let's head to our auditorial for the day. It is 4th of January 2019. Yesterday, Kerala's Matrubhumi newspaper published a photo of Shajila Abdul Rahman, camera person who continued to shoot the protest in Thiruvananthapuram on Wednesday, even after she was attacked by the RSS BJP rioters and goons, better to call them militia. She was heckled, abused and threatened with dire consequences, but her camera kept rolling. Camera person with Kerala Television, she had been assigned to get reactions from BJP leaders about Bindu Amini and Kanakadurga's historic feat of offering prayers at the Sabarimala shrine, because becoming the first woman under 50 to enter the sanctorum since the Supreme Court verdict. Meanwhile, Kerala Union of Working Journalists, KUWJ, on Thursday boycotted the press conference called by BJP State President P.S. Sridharan Pillai and General Secretary K. Surendran, but Shakha Gupta and the Saffron Guild of Editors are still to read the news on this one. As the Telegraph beautifully put it today, in Kashmir you shoot them with pellets, in Kerala you call them activists. Well, hordes of right-wing activists were on the streets soon after the shutdown began, placing burning tires and granite blocks on the roads, bringing vehicular traffic to a halt at several places. The state was under siege as they attacked over 20 offices of the ruling CPIM and its other left allies and clashed with police, leaving at least 31 personnel injured. Police has arrested some 750 riot army of the BJP. More than 400 buses were damaged. But Kerala is in Uttar Pradesh. People fight back. At several places, the right-wing militia got a swift taste of Kerala parathas as many refused to shut shop or even refused not to go to work. One paratha seller refused to go until all his parathas were sold. Many localities literally ran riot on the right-wing militia, and when three BJP members tried to shut down a shop forcefully, they triggered Muslim extremists of Kerala and were bruised and battered. All this for two things. First, get more votes and seats in a state which has traditionally rejected the Shakha and its hateful politics. And secondly, to subvert the rule of law. When you start proceeding with tradition and subvert law, it helps you with all the temple issues, including the one that will have a bench assigned today at the Supreme Court, the Ayodhya issue. And where is the Prime Minister? Well, the Prime Minister was off to lovely university. No, not for a degree in entire political science, but according to Rahul Gandhi, to run away from the parliament, especially for a discussion on Rafael. Now that we've spoken on Rafael, Sushma Swaraj is what was cracking me up since the morning. Foreign Minister Sushma Swaraj told the Rajya Sabha on Thursday that her French counterpart, Jean-Yves Le Drian, was extremely happy after the Supreme Court gave the centre a clean chit on the Rafael deal last month. But she added that they had not discussed the deal. The issue of Rafael after the Supreme Court verdict was not discussed, Sushma said to a question from Shiv Sena MP Sanjay Raut. Sushma's counterpart happened to be in India on 15 December when the verdict was delivered. By coincidence, is what Sushma said. Quote, he was extremely happy over the judgment. He expressed happiness but did not feel the need for discussion. Well, Trinamool Congress MP Sukhendu Shekhar Roy asked, was he happy because the Supreme Court did not order an investigation? To which Sushma replied, because of the judgment, all the controversies were brought to an end. That is why he was happy. Sanjay Singh of the AAP said there was a contradiction in the minister's reply because she had said the French minister was happy about the judgment, but there was no discussion on Rafael. To which Sushma said, happiness was well evident from his views. There is no contradiction in what I said. We're talking about contradiction and happiness. Looks like everyone is trying to steal the happiness from BJP these days, and it's not Rahul Gandhi. After the NDA partner and longtime ally, the Shiv Sena, joined the Congress's chorus for a JPC probe into the Rafael fighter jet deal, another BJP ally, the JDU, has said that if the triple talaq bill comes up for passing in the Rajya Sabha, it would vote against the government. Criticizing the bill, the JDU said that it was being rushed. The opposition, alleging that the bill is anti-Muslim, has been demanding that it be sent to a select parliamentary committee for scrutiny. The JDU, sources say, has issues with the criminalization clause in the bill, which has a provision of 3 years imprisonment in case of triple talaq. Sources also said the party wanted stakeholders from the Muslim community to be consulted over the bill. Scrutiny. The BJP does not believe in that, and we aren't just saying it. From demonetization, GST, Kashmir, Swachh Bharat, Make in India, you name it, and many other failed marketing initiatives, the government has never stopped and scrutinized its actions, because the emperor cannot be seen making mistakes, and scrutiny would just bring the mistakes out in the open. With that, let's head to the international news, where it's not going to be a good night for Donald Trump. The new US House Democratic majority has approved two measures that would end a 2-week partial government shutdown, but an impasse remains as the bills provide no money for President Donald Trump's border wall, the cause of this entire shutdown. The impasse will therefore continue as Republicans still control the Senate and say they will not pass the funding bills without Mr. Trump's approval. And as if all this madness wasn't enough, astronomers have declared that a nearby galaxy will slam into the Milky Way and could knock our solar system far into the cosmic void. Yes, the unfortunate discovery was made after scientists ran computer simulations on the movement of LMC, which is Large Magellanic Cloud, one of the many satellite galaxies that orbits the Milky Way. Rather than circling at a safe distance or breaking free of the Milky Way's gravitational pull, the researchers found that LMC is destined to clatter into the galaxy we call home. But there is still 2.5 billion years left for that to happen. So meanwhile, you have a lot of time. Enjoy a great weekend. We will be back on Monday. Until then, stay warm, stay hydrated. Until next week, goodbye. Take a bath in.